This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. And this portion of the program is brought to you by IKEA. Coming up at 9 o'clock. Today's your last chance to win Bottle Rock tickets from us here at the Alice. It's so close now, and just one more day. Bottle Rock tickets for Sunday. This is sold out Sunday at Bottle Rock, 9 o'clock. Your first chance today to win. IKEA family members save 15% on all sofas May 24th. That's today through June 6th. While supplies last, visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details. Bottle Rock, speaking of that, they're doing this thing called the Silent Disco. Yeah. And this is, they're trying to break a record, actually.
This is headphones, right?
I thought maybe it was everybody has their own music on and they just all dance in one room, or maybe everybody has the same app.
Now you got to have the same song going, or everyone's
spazzing out in different ways.
Yeah.
That might be fun too. But Brim was saying you've actually done this.
Yeah, it's like an isolated stage. Sometimes it's within a bunch of stages, and there's music going on all around you at these events, and so everybody gets a pair of headphones that are wireless, and there's a DJ. Whatever he's playing.
So they give you the headphones?
Yeah, you borrow these headphones. You give them your ID. In this case, I give them my ID. And then everybody's dancing along to this beat, which is funny because everybody else who's looking at you, they hear something else. They hear an entirely different song.
Right.
That's coming from the other
stage.
But
you're in the silent disco.
Exactly. So there's this whole group of people that are partying together silently. Does that make sense?
And so you'd see someone else with the headphones on and be like, hey, bro.
Yeah. You guys are listening to the same thing.
Rocking out.
Right.
So it looks like Outkast Big Boi is going to be the DJ for what they're saying is going to be the largest silent disco ever.
Mm.
They're trying to break a national record. Let's see. It's Saturday evening at Bottle Rock. And let me see if there's any other. Yeah, I mean, it seems like it would be really difficult if you have thousands of people all getting headphones.
There's a limit. They usually cap it off when they run out of headphones or run out of room
right
in that area.
And then I hope they don't lose my license, because that would suck.
I'm sure they're set up for this, Sarah. Don't fret.
I'm sure that's true. I'm just getting a little worried about it, you know.
Don't worry. You're not going to go to that anyway.
To the silent disco?
Right. I mean, you'll be at Bottle Rock, right?
I will. I don't know really what my schedule is going to be with that. John's probably going to spend more time there than I do.
That's cool. Good for him.
Bottle Rock, though, is totally sold out. So they're saying this isn't even the first time that Big Boi has appeared in a surprise set, because I guess this is sort of a surprise that he's going to be the DJ for this. So there you go. It's sold out, but they're trying to break the record. So if you're going to be there on Saturday, participate, and you'll be part of a world record.
Sounds cool.
Or a national record. Miley Cyrus is going to be back next season on The Voice as one of the coaches, and she was back on last night for the season finale when they crowned the winner. I won't say who won. I don't want to spoil it for anybody if they haven't watched yet. But she came on and sang her song Malibu on the season 12 finale. She dedicated the performance to Ariana Grande and the victims of the Manchester bombing. Did you grab a little bit of this for me? Little shorts on.
Where is this?
It's on the set of The Voice, which makes me think that what's behind her is just
green screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all grass and a waterfall and trees.
Yeah,
and
it's a little much, right?
I mean, are they trying to play it like she's a country girl, you know? She's got her little shorts on, a little sort of blousy top.
You know what's funny about her? So we all go through this as we're growing up. We have that experimental phase, and usually you circle back to who you were originally.
Sure.
I mean, in
but
the
you go
end,
a little crazy.
But you go crazy, and then, you know, for me, I'm a skateboard guy. That's who I am, the end. But it seems like she's done all of her experimenting in before. What? How old is she now?
23.
And she's done. Like, she did it in right after between Hannah Montana and now. She did it all.
She went a little A little weight. There was that 1 6-month period where it was like, oh God, Miley, please stop.
It. Yes.
Keep your tongue in your mouth. Stop
your
letting people
on.
Film you.
And your panties on.
Right. Yep. She actually said she regrets doing the wrecking ball video.
Oh, really?
She said, you know, in the end, I did not need to be naked on that wrecking ball. She's our little girl's growing up.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, let's see what happens if and when she breaks up with the dude.
Right.
What's that dude's name?
Liam
Hemsworth. He's calmed her down, it seems.
Well, he probably went, look, it's not that what you're doing, it's not going to work. I love you. I do actually, you know, if I could get the old Miley Cyrus back, I would go there.
Well,
Wrecking Ball.
God, I love this song.
She's very talented.
She is very talented.
Yeah, I think that she's been there, done that now, and she's going to settle into who she is. That's cool.
She was a coach on The Voice last season, so that was last fall, and it looks like she'll be back when the next season debuts, whenever that is, after the summer and the fall sometime. So she's going to take the chair that's currently occupied by Gwen Stefani. Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and Jennifer Hudson will be the other coaches. Hudson did do The Voice UK. I guess she was a coach over there, and she's now going to make her debut on the U.S. edition, replacing Alicia Keys in the upcoming season. I thought Kelly Clarkson was going to be part of the panel this year.
Yeah.
They're not saying her.
Huh.
So maybe
they haven't locked her down yet.
Maybe it's for next
year.
Or
it's future.
Yeah. Or for next spring, I should say. Mm-hmm. Season 15. They did announce the winner last night. A minor spoiler alert. I'm not going to say who won, but let's put it this way. It wasn't on Blake Shelton's team. He was a little let down after the winner of The Voice was announced on Tuesday night. And as they walked backstage, I guess, you know, there was an adorable moment. Gwen Stefani said, "What do you feel like right now?" She asked him as they walked backstage, and he said, "A loser." She said, "I don't think, I think you're a winner still." "You do? I take it back. I feel like a winner." And then they grinned at each other.
Oh
my God, they're the cutest couple ever.
Love conquers all.
On Sunday night at the Billboard Music Awards, they were there together, and he won the award for Top Country Artist after sharing a congratulatory kiss with her in the audience. And then I guess she went up to announce Cher for the Icon Award.
Mm-hmm.
And he led a standing ovation for her. He got up on stage when he got his award and said, "Wow, that was pretty cool. I had a good feeling. Well, I felt like I was the luckiest guy in the room anyway because Gwen's here with me, so I had a good feeling about it." Adorable.
So are they the ones overcompensating?
I don't know. Did they do a lot of duo selfies?
Probably.
Well, they're
couplies.
They're slurping each other up pretty good
sure
in public. I don't know. I think
that's
the
happening.
Same deal.
408, a text says, "Miley can move on because she passed off the crazy cut off my hair white girl act to Katy Perry."
Oh, yeah, that is who has it now.
Yep.
The way Katy Perry's coming out right now, it does seem like she's
gone.
Well, Sarah, you tell us. You cut your hair and all of a sudden you...
No, I was like, I cut my hair. I'm like, where's my tracksuit? Where's my velour tracksuit? I'm looking around
with
for that.
With the kitties on
what,
it.
Yeah. I'm 50.
Yeah. The hell do I care anymore? Cut my hair off. I gotta say, man, the
how
short hair.
How freeing it is.
Oh, I really miss it from a maintenance standpoint.
I'll bring my you won't be here tomorrow. Monday, I'll bring my clippers.
No,
we'll clean you right up.
And let it grow.
I like it how it is now.
Everybody likes it longer. My brother goes, he saw me, I guess, November when I turned 50,
mm-hmm.
and my hair had grown out a little bit by then.
Yeah.
And he was like, "I didn't want to say anything, but I hated that haircut." I'm like, "Oh, thanks. Great. Okay, guess I'm letting it grow." Whatever. Kit Harington is on the cover of Esquire magazine, for those of you
John
who still...
Jon Snow?
Yeah, Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was talking about how much he likes being on, and he talked about feeling uncertain about the rest of his career after Game of Thrones. He says, "Thrones nicely bookended my 20s, but I'm 30 now. Maybe I can reinvent myself and get away from an image that's so synonymous with Thrones. But maybe this was the role I was always meant to play, and that was it." He actually wants to try comedy, but he wants to take a couple of years off after this and just like live in obscurity for a while.
Good for him. That's incredible.
the got David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, who run the Game of Thrones. They're the creative team behind there. They talked about why Kit Harington worked for the part, which is kind of cute. He just had the look, the brooding intensity, the physical grace, the chip on the shoulder quality we always associate with extraordinarily short people. Kit's 5'6".
He is?
Yeah.
Wow.
She called him extraordinarily short. My husband just went, what? Anyway, I'm so excited for Game of Thrones. So excited.
July, everyone.
July 16th?
Bryn just pulled up. That guy's worth $12 million.
Good for him. That's wonderful.
Is he still dating the girl?
Rose Leslie?
The redhead, yeah.
I don't know.
Jon Snow.
Well, she taught him what he needed to know, and he kept her. Are they still together? Do we know?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, that's wonderful. He's
got two movies coming up.
Oh, good. Good for him.
So much for that break, huh?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what happens. Your agent goes, no, I really need to eat, too.
One of his films, he's alongside Jessica Chastain and Natalie Portman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it a comedy?
No, it looks like a drama.
Oh. Well, maybe someone will throw him a comedy. He just doesn't look like a comedy guy, you know? He's kind of brooding.
Yeah.
He always has a scowl on his face.
He's got something coming out with Liv Tyler as well.
Oh. Is that a comedy?
It's called Gunpowder. I don't think so.
Hmm. When Game of Thrones starts up, what is it, the 14th?
July 16th.
July 16th. So we'll get to watch all but the last two. My son, my older son, mm-hmm. who's going off to Berkeley, he's so into Game of Thrones. He said he's going to come home to watch the last one for the season with us all. It'll be his first week of college. I know, that's what I said too. It's like, or you could watch it on your laptop and we'll just have you on speakerphone, I guess, you know.
Skype.
Right. But I can't wait for it. Oh my God. I can't believe there's only 13 total episodes left.
We're watching Iron Fist. It's okay. I don't love it.
The last one because it was less fighting, more talking. I like talking in shows. I like when they're all just chatting. He doesn't like it. He's looking at his phone. I go, what is he? He goes, oh, this one's boring.
I said fast forward through the talking. Let's just get to the
end. But then you might miss some crucial plot point. You won't know what they're up to.
Yeah.
Chris Pine, who plays the young Captain Kirk in the Star Trek movies. He was making, and he's in Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah, so he's her love interest.
Oh. He was on Good Morning America with all the co-stars from Wonder Woman yesterday, and he talked about still using a flip phone. He says, I have a flip phone. The flip phone is a whole world you got to get into. I'll tell you what, here we go. I recently got a record player and a flip phone. I kind of like the simplifying down. I just like the simple. I just like the non-complicated. I don't want to be connected too much.
Good for him.
Yeah. It would be kind of nice to not be available 24/7.
Yes.
At all times.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're trying to drive somewhere and you're like, why won't this thing tell me where to go?
Damn you, flip phone.
That's why he has a driver.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
for him,
go.
He's got a driver, so I guess it doesn't matter. Kiefer Sutherland. Remember a couple weeks ago, didn't he have a song out called Not Enough Whiskey?
He has an album out.
Yeah.
An entire album.
That's right.
Yeah. And he's actually been a musician. He even has his own guitar out by Gibson.
Oh, the Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, like he's a musician. Yeah.
So we had heard some, and it was country flavored, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was partying pretty. There was enough whiskey, or maybe there wasn't enough. I don't know. Maybe he would have gone even worse. He was in Ottawa, Canada, and he was at some party, and here's a shot from it.
Remember, this is the man that tackled a Christmas tree in a hotel.
Oh, I remember.
At the Ritz? Was it
some fancy hotel.
Some place where that's just frowned upon.
Didn't he take out the middle tree, too? Like, it was a whole display of Christmas wonder, and he just
did a full sprint towards the tree and went all in.
Yeah,
full arm wrap tackle.
Yeah,
took it down.
He headbutted someone, like a designer or something.
Yeah, so in this picture, it looks like he's going to eat this lady's face. Like, I don't know if he's just yelling or laughing, but it's not a flattering photo. And apparently he'd been doing whiskey shots all night. And partying his ass off. Does he have any DUIs or anything where he's like he's been court ordered to drink?
He has a couple of them, yeah.
So is there a rule that if you have one of those, you can't drink at all anymore? Like they just assume you're an alcoholic? Or?
Oh, here it is. As previously reported, Sutherland, this is from what you handed me. Sutherland refuses to give up drinking despite a turbulent history with booze that includes multiple DUIs and an 07 arrest.
Four DUIs, looks like.
And it also says here that he was...
he should have a driver.
Mm-hmm. He was engaged to Julia Roberts. Did you know that?
Yeah, she dumped him. He cheated on her.
Yeah.
It says in that story he was physically abusive to her. I don't remember ever hearing anything about that. But remember, didn't they do that Flatliners movie together and then they were like an item
after
that?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I love that movie.
You did?
Yeah, at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like it now. But.
In a 2016 interview, Sutherland spoke of his love for alcohol and said, "One of the things I love to do is go out with my friends, tell stories, and have a bunch of drinks."
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But when you turn into the Christmas tree tackle and face eater, it's less. It's
well,
just not
really,
as fun.
Those things are normal. That's normal fallout from a night out drinking. Four DUIs is what alcoholics do.
Right. Mm. And a rich dude gets a driver. Like when, you know, hopefully he's learned that lesson. Get yourself a driver. You know, get a flip phone and a driver. The cast of Star Wars The Last Jedi is being featured on four different Vanity Fair covers. You know, I guess they want to make these things collectible so that you can, you know, buy more copies of their magazine. But it's kind of cool, actually. One of the covers shows Rey... and Mark Hamill, Luke, and I guess maybe they're on their special island. The other one is Kylo Ren. The chick from
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Lady Brienne. Gwendolyn something, right? Gwendolyn Christie. And then someone named Domhnall Gleeson, who looks familiar, but I'm not sure if he was. Was he in the last one?
Yeah, yeah.
So
he's
it's
the
sort
one
of the three
fires
baddies.
The weapon that destroys the four planets. Do you remember that?
I guess so. I don't know. And then there's Oscar Isaac, John Boyega, and Kelly Marie Tran as the Rebels Poe, Finn, and Rose with BB-8 on this one. So that's a cute one. And then the last one is of Princess Leia dressed as she was in the first
Did you
the
see
new
The
ones.
Revenant?
I did.
Domhnall Gleeson is the captain of...
Oh,
that area, and he gets killed by Tom Hardy.
He's a guy you see in a lot of stuff. He's never really the main dude, but he's... And so the final Vanity Fair cover of the four Star Wars covers that they're doing is it's Princess Leia, you know, Carrie Fisher, and she's just... She looks so beautiful and sophisticated, and it's just so sad to see her now that she's...
Domhnall's also in... Ex Machina. I know you saw that.
Oh, who is he in that?
He's the one that the robot tricks.
Oh, he's the main dude.
Yeah, him and Oscar Isaac. It's interesting that they're in Star Wars together too, you know.
Huh. That is interesting. I didn't recognize him from that at all. He's cuter in that. I guess his hair is a little...
He's in a really great film that nobody saw except me called About Time. If you want to cry, go see it. It's a great film.
I don't want to cry either.
Is that the one where they only have a certain amount of hours and you have to work to get your hours? Or you
no,
to...
no, that's a Justin Timberlake movie. That movie's terrible. That's Out of Time. This one is... if I describe it, it's going to be cheesy, but he comes from a line of people that can actually go back in time and rewrite history a little bit, but it all has to do with a father-son relationship. Everyone in the theater was bawling their eyes out at the end. It's the same people that did Love Actually. So I thought you would like
that. I would love that.
About Time, everyone. About Time. If you like Domhnall.
About Time, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, can we post this? Would you mind posting that on the Sound Vinny Facebook page?
The Vanity Fair?
Yeah,
absolutely. All my Star Wars friends have been posting it.
Okay.
There have been some cancellations in the wake of the Manchester terrorist attack.
I'm sure, especially as they've got the elevated
the security
terrorist threat.
It's crazy right now everywhere. I actually read that a couple, I don't have that story in front of me, but I know Blondie canceled the show, so a few people have canceled. But BBC's Radio 1's Big Weekend is this Saturday and Sunday, and everybody that was booked is still going to play. Katy Perry, Lorde, Lana Del Rey, Imagine Dragons, Shawn Mendes, The Chainsmokers, They've all fully committed to performing in England this weekend. About 50,000 people are expected to be there. The fan base is young. Security is working with, I guess, their own... Each artist's security is working with sort of the greater security at large. Security was already at red alert level, and it pales by comparison to the new plan keeping the venue and crowd safe. The change, they're saying, is worldwide. AEG and Live Nation are in the process of creating a security plan, the likes of which have never been implemented at concert venues. Understandably, Ariana Grande has canceled her upcoming shows, but looks like this, you know, some people are forging ahead. Katy Perry, who was part of that lineup this weekend, is proud that as a woman she can take $25 million from American Idol. Mm-hmm. She was asked about it yesterday, and she said, I'm proud of it. She said, I'm really proud that as a woman I got paid. And you know why? I got paid like more than pretty much any guy that's been on the show. And by the way, I love men, so I'm a paid woman, and I'm ready for a beautiful man. Simon Cowell, it was reported he was making between $36 and $45 million a year when he finally left. Ryan Seacrest was pulling down about $15 million. Mariah Carey and Jennifer Lopez got between $15 and $18 million. Nicki Minaj got about $12 million. Harry Connick Jr. and Keith Urban were only making $5 million apiece when they came aboard. And I still don't see the Steve Tyler number in anywhere.
Well, I'm happy for her too. The only thing I can't get over that whole "she started it" feud she's got with Taylor. That's the dumbest thing I've heard a grown-up say. She started it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, let's just be grown-ups.
That's your response for continuing this nonsense.
Yeah.
Because she started it.
Okay. Got it. Do you see them making peace anytime soon?
No,
I'd like to see the three of them.
Not with that attitude.
I prefer that they don't. I love good pop star beefs. What's going on, Finn?
Best thing you can do on a first date after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Mazda, your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance today to win some of these final tickets for Bottle Rock. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Start your summer fun Woo-hoo! Today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started.
So great there.
My kid's been swimming there every day.
Every day.
She loves it.
How many pools do they have at that location?
I want to say 3.
Yeah.
There's like one. This is the Las Gatas location they go to. There's a pool for laps, a pool for grown-ups, and then a little kiddie thing.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So,
well, we have 4 at ours.
Oh, well.
Oh, really? That was a setup? You just set me up?
No. I'm not like Brynn.
Mine's better than yours.
What's the fourth pool for? Singles?
The fourth pool is for the big slide that we have.
I don't think.
Do you have a slide?
No, I don't think there's one of those there either.
There's another setup right there. Do you have a slide?
I guess Redwood Shores is the one you want to go to, everyone.
Apparently so. Yeah. Well, that's where Yuzi's at.
Yep. Well, there's another reason, right? There's another reason to go. I mean...
do you have a restaurant there?
I was going to say a smart mouth 3-year-old is not a reason to go to the Las Gatas one, that's for sure. No, I'm not going to eat that.
Oh.
What?
I think you could say that a little more nicely.
Did you just say that?
No, thank you. That's not my cup of tea.
Anyway, here's what's happening. The Cavs got a win last night, although for a minute there, Sarah, I tuned in right before all that phone stuff happened, you know, that I told you about early this morning. I tuned in and the Celtics were up and it looked good, but they couldn't hold it.
Managed to throw that away.
Yeah. So
whatever.
They're doing good though.
Yeah.
It's nice to see him put up a fight.
Right.
As the Warriors are seated until, what day is today? Tuesday? I think it's a week
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. A week from tomorrow yeah. is uh-huh. when the first game starts back up. So they're just on treadmills.
Yeah.
Golfing.
Just relaxing, resting up any sprains or injuries. And...
Okay. Well, whatever. There it is. I just wanted to mention this real quick. I don't have a whole long story to do, but it was interesting to see Bernie Madoff made the news this morning as he's serving 150 years in prison for that massive Ponzi scheme he pulled. After 8 years, $4 billion in fraud repayments still hasn't been sent back to the people who were ripped off by this guy. They say they haven't been able to start payments because of the complexity of all these claims. But all these people who paid it, this dude, mm-hmm. hoping to get these fantastic returns mm-hmm. on their investment, are still waiting 8 years later to get any money.
So there
back.
Is money
well,
to
sure,
be gotten
they've
back.
Well, sure, they seized everything this dude owned.
Right.
Whatever he had.
I mean,
plus
let's hope his wife is, you know, living in a shack somewhere now. Like, that
yeah,
house gets
his
sold.
Wife,
like,
I
everything.
Saw some report the wife got a certain amount of money that was in the plea deal. And she lives back east in a small town and just goes to this one particular bakery or coffee shop every day. Everyone knows who she is, but she doesn't really like to talk to anybody mm. and just keeps her head down, you know, every day. I was trying to look up. There was a Robert De Niro movie that was on Showtime or HBO this past weekend that he plays Madoff. That
oh,
looks really
oh.
good. I'm going to have to go and find that.
But they can't just gather up all this money and then just start divvying
no,
it
they've
up.
They've got the money. That's the
who's
the
they,
point
the
of
government?
The story. Yeah, they've uh-huh. got the money. They're just trying to, they say that the claims are difficult to pay out. Mm-hmm. They're only, I guess, I imagine they're going to pay a percentage
right.
of everyone's claim because no one's going to get all their money back. But a lot of celebrities got had
yeah,
by that guy.
A lot of celebrities.
Right. Meanwhile, both sons are dead, right?
Did they both
yeah,
die?
Yeah, one of them died of some kind of cancer, and the other one, I believe, committed suicide.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Sound right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, there you go. There's the update. 8.5 years later, mm. no one's gotten a penny back. Meanwhile, if that was your retirement and your retirement age, gulp.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Okay, a new survey figured out what first date activity is most likely to lead to a relationship, and the answer is going out for Bloody Marys and fried chicken.
They've got it narrowed down to Bloody Marys and fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How'd they get there?
Well, they just did a survey. The second
like
and third most effective options are having coffee or eating vegan food.
Oh, well, if you're both vegans, you know, you're... made for each other.
Survey
you
also
have,
found
have a judgy scowl on your face everywhere you go. That'll work.
The survey also found the worst thing to drink on a first date is tequila shots,
oh.
and the worst food is eating pancakes on a first date.
That's a weird first date, anyway. I mean, is that you just boned the night before? Now he's taking you out for pancakes?
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I never was a Bloody Mary fan myself, and frankly. Fried chicken skin is a little gross to me,
oh,
too.
Oh, God, it's the best part. Kidding me? Give me the fried
chicken
skin.
What's that sound supposed to mean?
That's her going, give me more fried chicken skin.
Oh.
I'll just, you know what, you can have my chicken, I'll just eat the skin with all the good stuff, with all the fried part on it.
Yeah.
I want the fried stuff. Put it in my mouth.
What now?
I just realized what a mistake that probably was.
What did you just say?
I hear a song coming.
this story is a couple days old, but still worth doing. I keep meaning to get to it. 18-year-old Devin Arthurs of Tampa, Florida.
Mm.
Everyone. He was a neo-Nazi, and he lived with three roommates who were also neo-Nazis.
They do find each other.
According to the story, though, Devin Arthurs, 18, formerly a neo-Nazi, converted to Islam.
Hmm.
Living with three other neo-Nazi dudes. On Friday of last week, he snapped and killed two of his roommates because he said they were disrespecting his Muslim beliefs. Of course, he lived with Nazi dudes, so... you would imagine that was coming, right? And he was a Nazi dude, so...
Yeah, I don't...
He told the cops, quote, "This wouldn't have had to happen if your country didn't bomb my country."
This dude who lives in Tampa.
Tampa guy. Tampa, Florida guy. Devin Arthurs, who converted to Islam and then...
Oh, there's certain people I just want to take an axe to. I know it's wrong. You don't have to write.
Right.
Just shut up.
How's that? Summer's here, everyone. It's wonderful, right?
Everybody, put on your skimpiest bathing suit.
Oh. Well, that's the best advice I've heard all day.
I knew you'd like it.
We don't have to do a secret show, everyone, because Sarah just solved all the problems.
I watched this video of these two moms. It just randomly came up in like some feed or whatever.
On Facebook, you mean?
Yeah, you know, something like that. I just wound up at this site and it says two mom blog and they're talking about how they're ready to go. They put on like what a dude wears to the beach, and it's like, you know, just board shorts down to their knees and big t-shirts, and they just, you know, here's what we want to wear to the beach. It's practical. You can bend over and pick up the cooler. You can, you know, whatever you got to do. You've got free range of movement. She goes, and this is what we're expected to wear to the beach. And they have all these like... You know, the bathing suits that you look at and go, yeah, maybe at some point in my life, maybe 30 years ago. And they've got just all cutouts and strings. And the one girl's like, I couldn't even figure out how to put this one on. It's like a spider web.
Right.
Like, I think Spidey made it. And they're just all chunkleting out on every side. And they're just normal looking ladies. Just whining about, you know, how awful it is to be in a bathing suit.
Well, okay.
Which is why we, you know, shorts and a t-shirt to the beach. Every time.
That's what you wear.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm not.
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Shorts and a t-shirt.
To lay out.
I'm not laying out. What am I laying out for?
I don't know what you're doing.
They're telling me not to be in the sun and put your sunscreen right. on. I'm like, get me an umbrella and a beer. And one of those chairs I can put in the sand.
All right.
I'll watch you and make sure no one drowns. Have fun, kids.
In shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, anyway, summer's here. Sarah made it great and then ruined it with all of that other stuff.
Put on your tiniest bikini.
Way to give it and take it away.
Well, that's what I do.
Anyway, barbecues, parties, trips to the beach. On everyone's list.
Yes.
Except that they say mostly you're going to be staring at your phone. According to a new survey by Groupon, the average American says they'll spend about 6 hours a day this summer using their phone, tablet, computer, or TV.
6 hours a day?
Sucking screen.
That seems... Well, I mean, I guess I definitely watch a couple hours of TV a day, but I don't know if I would... I don't know. Maybe they have some game they like on their phone or something.
More than one third of the summer with your face locked into a screen.
Oh, someone just liked my picture I posted when I looked up and took one from... A few minutes ago.
It's too bad.
It is too bad, but that's life. It's what we do and who we are now. Accept it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Wait, we're not doing the movie review today, are we?
Oh, no.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, you have plenty of time.
Humongous movie review tomorrow, everyone.
Oh,
Pirates and Baywatch.
I saw really bad stuff about Baywatch.
So what you saw is the truth.
Oh, no.
That's a bummer.
You want the truth?
Yes.
Yeah, we can handle the truth. It's just a freaking movie. No, I'm pretty sure I got this. You know, lay it on me.
Not good. That's too bad.
It is too bad because I actually like a bunch of the actors in there. And it's rated R, right? I mean, they could have gone crazy. They could have written a really funny movie.
Who do you like?
I like The Rock and I like Zac Efron. I don't know any of the girls who are in it.
Well, and there it is. That's one of the problems.
Oh, the girls aren't
spent
hot
all the money
for you?
On those two, and literally nothing was left for anything else in the film.
Is
nothing.
David Hasselhoff in it?
Well, I don't want to give it away, but yeah.
How were the bathing suits? They're making a big deal about the bathing suits.
I mean, I thought the bikinis were perfectly the way they should be. What's the problem?
I don't know.
They needed to be
smaller.
What were you thinking?
Need to be...
Well, I've assumed that in today's day and age, everyone's bitching because they're too small.
Well, the chicks were fit. I mean, you know, they look good in those bikinis.
Yes.
Okay.
It wouldn't have been illegal for those chicks to wear hot bikinis.
How about a fast fact?
I'll take a fast fact, Benny.
The Energizer Bunny ad campaign was famous, but it didn't help sales.
Oh.
In fact, Energizer sales went down during the years that ran.
Really? I'm surprised to hear it. Is the Energizer Bunny the going, keep going and going and going?
Yeah, the pink bunny with the drum.
The drum. Okay.
Every time DJ Jazzy Jeff was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he wore the same outfit so they could reuse the footage of him getting thrown out the front door by Uncle Phil and not risk hurting him trying to film it again.
Oh. Did Uncle Phil always wear the same outfit?
I don't know what this story is in reference to.
Can you repeat that?
Every time DJ Jazzy Jeff was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he wore the same outfit so they could reuse the footage of him getting thrown out the front door by Uncle Phil and not risk getting hurt if they filmed it again. Huh. So is the deal Uncle Phil throws him out?
That must be it.
Because he's a wise guy or something?
I guess so. Bryn, are you pulling it up?
Oh.
Oh, so he just comes, it's from the outside and it shows him going out.
Oh yeah, he is in the same clothes. Look at that.
What kind of clothes is he wearing?
It's a jeans
like
and a
button down shirt?
Yeah. Some kind of mustardy yellow shirt.
Mm, funny.
That was his look.
I never saw that. I mean, I saw it, but I didn't watch that show.
I think I was too old for it or something. You knew the song.
It comes on. It's still on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe I've ever seen a whole episode
stuff like
of that.
Yep.
By
the way, if I could just mention, you know how we did a story about the bromper the other, what was it called? The broper?
Oh, the romper for the dudes?
Yeah.
Romp him.
You're wearing one.
Romp him.
A romper?
You got the one-piece bodysuit on.
It's a mini skirt, though. It's not a... Oh, does it have shorts under it?
No.
Oh, that's a skirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like that, though. I'm not surprised you're reminded.
It's really comfortable.
Romp.
I'm not bending over too much.
Romp her. Romp.
What does that mean?
Well, because it's short. She doesn't want to bend over and people see her, what she's got.
See what?
All her stuff. What do you think, Vinny?
She's got skivs on.
Does she? Ask her. Someone ask her.
Do you?
I don't know.
That's a no, everyone.
You have to.
No panties.
It's so short.
What would be the difference? Why would you have to have that on?
Because you don't want your bits flapping in the wind. Or whatever it is they do.
I think that's what you want, don't
you? Do you, though?
Don't you want the fresh air?
No.
No?
I have chonies.
Okay. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, this week has been bittersweet. I start a new job next week, which is great, but no more driving around the Bay Area listening to you guys anymore.
Aww.
All of you guys are awesome and just want to thank you guys for making me laugh and smile 5 days a week.
Well, on your commute, you can listen to our podcasts.
510 says, Vinny, watching The Looking Glass, what's up with your coffee? That face, LMAO. It was hot.
What happened?
My coffee, I went to take a sip and was hot. Ooh.
Did you burn your tongue?
No.
That ruins your whole day.
Yeah, I knew that it was going to be too hot and pulled away. I don't know how any of you do that.
Do what?
That super hot coffee and
just
start drinking it.
I can't do it either.
I let it cool off.
All right.
I can't take it. Too hot.
Okay. Someone sent us a picture of an olive bar and they say, I call this the human bar now.
The olive bar at the, that's right.
Yeah.
You're talking about
I wasn't
that.
Even talking, so don't play the music.
You are now.
$10.99 a pound.
It's too late. I stopped talking a while ago. Crunch has to come right after I'm done.
More texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.